about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen, man up.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It is Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
Jingle bells, tutti frutti. You know what time it is? The holiday season. Yes, I am Rick Young. I'm coming to you on you live. Yeah, Ron G, tell me what you're eating right now.
Funyuns.
Yeah, move them down.
You know it's fattening, whatever he's eating.
Yeah.
This dude could care less about his weight. We can tell how by looking at him.
Yeah, with a punch in the arm right now.
Hey, stop. Don't play like that.
Fucking
bullshit. Yeah, don't hurt my clavicle. Yo, remember that Alkaline Trio song?
Yeah, we did hear a song.
Clavicle, what a coincidence. That song was invented for me.
That's why I got the tattoo Fate on my neck, motherfucker.
And a big black blob on your fucking hand and gaze huffing on your
A big black blob.
There's a big black
blob. Dude, stop fucking chiming in, all right?
Sorry.
I thought it
looked like a...
that's the first time I've ever apologized to you in your life.
That's it. The first time I saw it, it looked like an oatmeal raisin cookie.
Next thing you do, you're going to try to start a rap album like Kevin Federline. Faggot.
That was the best thing you came up with, G?
I know.
How the fuck are you even talking at this point?
Yo, didn't he release a song?
I think so.
Well, there's like a 30-second clip on the internet.
They call him Spenderline because he spends all of,
Yo, ask New York if there's any way we can
oh
do that.
Oh, my God.
So I'm dying to hear it.
That'd be fucking brilliant.
I don't know if you do.
Let's get them working on that now so maybe we could hear that 30-second clip of Kevin Federline's album. I hate rap to begin with, so I'll probably definitely think it sucks.
I like 50 Cent, though.
Fucking scared homo.
50 Cent, yo, man, I'm going to come down to Westchester to beat your ass.
I wouldn't want that dude.
I mean, I like 50 Cent.
I would never want that dude on my ass. He does more steroids than a little bit, judging by the looks of his fucking chest.
I agree.
Yo, I seriously found this joke book, like...
Oh, yeah, so you can read...
At the West Goshen
Stop. Let me see the cover. That's a glory shot.
36 X-rated politically incorrect jokes. It's fucking actually funny. Signs that your Amish teen is in trouble.
Oh, shit.
He sometimes stays in bed until after 6 a.m. Under his bed, you'll find pictures of women without bonnets. He definitely says, if I had a radio, I'd listen to rap. When you criticize him, he yells, thou suck. That one's kind of dumb. His name is...
At least you know it.
You discover his secret stash of colorful socks. His slang expression, talk to the hand because the beard ain't listening. That's stupid.
I thought this joke was good, man. Listen.
Yeah,
read the one about the Harley.
Oh, yeah, where is it? Oh, yeah. What's the difference between a Harley and a Hoover? The location of the dirt bag.
Adam is jealous because they don't have one.
Hey, Shipper, Shipper
has one.
It's like that guy's driving a Suzuki and it's like came up with that joke.
Man, I really got... Hold on. Oh, this is fucking funny. All right. The world's shortest books. Al Gore, The Wild Years. Detroit, A Travel Guide. The Amish phone directory. O.J. Simpson, my plan to find the real killer. Fun Days Out in Albania. Proud to Be Black by Michael Jackson. How to Look Good at 60 by Keith Richards. Who's Who in Puerto Rico. Mike Tyson's Guide to Dating Etiquette.
Pretty funny.
Bite your ear off.
Mike Jones.
He's an ear nibbler. Tyson, nibble on your ear.
I want to find more.
So I think I'm going on a sober mission, man. I had a pretty bad night last night, DK.
Yeah, right.
I was I haven't been this bad in a long time.
No, man, I'm seriously going sober for a while. Like, hopefully till tomorrow morning.
You looked all right last night, though.
Oh, you didn't see me at the bar.
Oh,
I threw a shot in some girl's face for no reason. I punched a kid in the mouth and got thrown out of the bar all within, like, 30 minutes.
Which bar?
Well, yeah, which bar?
Killed Airs, I believe. Then I woke up in the fucking radio room.
This kid was, like, around the, like... Because they got in an argument at Kildare's, And the kid is, like, all drunk and shit, and he's around the corner, like, peeking over by the ATM machine, and we're sitting there, and he's just, like, and he's like, talking, looking at Novak. So Novak's like, yo, who are you talking to? What are you trying to do? Like, I ain't talking about you. It's like, well, you're looking at me, trying to look all sneaky while you're talking. He's like, I want to see who you're talking to. He's like, fine, you want to talk to who I'm talking to? So he gets on the phone ready to call, and then he looks at the number and stops. He goes, no, you know what? Fuck you. And then the phone rang when Novak was walking away, and he goes, give me that. I'll answer that. And he grabs the kid's phone, and he goes, who is this? And the kid's like, apparently there's a problem going down there, killed her. So Novak just hangs the phone up and punches the kid right across the mouth.
He was like calling reinforcement back up, man. I really had him fooled.
What were you arguing over? Sports teams?
And then
fuck you.
And then some girl came up and didn't say any. What happened?
The only thing I remember is her walking away screaming, you're a fucking dirtbag asshole. And apparently she said I wouldn't throw the shot in her face, and I did. And the part that really sucks
all
is
I know
the boyfriend.
Her boyfriend's a bouncer,
dude,
and he would.
Her boyfriend is one of the biggest guys in Rochester.
He got thrown out of the bar for punching somebody that night, so you're lucky that he got thrown out.
Oh, I mean,
or
I'm.
Else you would have.
There's nothing lucky about this situation.
Did you throw the cup at her?
No, it was glass. But he told me exactly.
Yeah. What is that?
Did you throw the cup at her? No, just the glass.
No, I said no. It was a glass.
Yeah,
oh,
like,
follow the fucking story, man. Fucking, these guys are worthless.
If it was a cup, you would have thrown it though.
Did you
right
get stranded in Baltimore? Fucking
stranded.
Where were you?
I
was in Baltimore. Why you ask stupid questions? No, did you get stranded in Baltimore? Where were you? You answered the question.
You missed,
asked
you missed two of the best
rim
shows in Philly, you faggot.
You fucking just hurt my ear talking, man.
He was on the side of the road hitchhiking by the Chesapeake house.
I broke up with my girlfriend for a day and fucking went berserk, man.
See, that's all I had to ask.
What happened?
I don't want an answer.
The fucking bitch went and fucking disrespected
me. She's all right here.
I know. Good idea.
I want to know what happened, though, for real.
She'll kill me tomorrow, but fuck it, I don't give a fuck, man.
We're live.
I know, we're live. There's nothing you can do, and you can't even shut my mouth up.
The funny part is, she's right here.
She's looking at me like, if looks could kill, I'd be dead 20 minutes ago.
What happened?
I knew something was shady going in this fucking house with these club owners, all these, like, big money dudes, who I didn't want to be around anyways. And I asked them, like,
aren't they, like, Greek dudes?
They were, like Greek suits? Sweaty fucks, man. You know what I mean? They were just older pervert type dudes.
Where?
Jeez, fuck this one up, man.
Go.
So, I'm like, did you ever do anything with this dude? Nah. Later on, I get her to tell me that, like, she had basically fucked a dude. But before she told me that, her and the dude, another guy, like, dip off somewhere. And she didn't do anything wrong, but size disrespected me. You know what I mean? I felt like every Greek dude in that house was just kind of making a mockery of me.
So you found this out on the way home from Baltimore?
Yeah, on the way to the him show. And I kicked the fucking dashboard and, like, jumped out of her car and fucking made a beeline right to the bar, and that's where I stayed for like the next 2 days.
Matrix shit.
While it's moving, you doing that?
Yeah.
So you just drank at the bar the whole time?
That night, yeah, until I could.
With who?
My buddy Mike.
right.
Some other people.
I don't really believe that one.
It's true.
Can we call Mike to find out?
Yeah, we can actually. She's here. She can verify. She saw me drinking.
Wait. Do we have a mic? Yo.
Here's her side.
Where is he?
Don't lie. You were at the strip club.
Yeah, drinking. I'm not lying.
But was he with friends?
Mike.
Who knows who he was with?
You know I was with, bitch. Stop playing with me.
Let's start the argument all fresh again.
I will kick your car and walk out once again if you don't fucking tell the truth.
I'm telling the truth.
You know I was with you. Called the strip joint 10 times crying. Where is he at? Is he okay? Is he there? Da-da-da-da-da. You know.
Why is that?
Because, darling, I should know.
Thank you.
But I wasn't. Not today. I might do it tomorrow, but you gotta take one day
at a
time.
All right, babe, I'm okay. Just pick me up. I need to go get a pair of jeans in the ghetto.
And I need to borrow $20.
Yeah, we're wondering about that.
That's what happened, dude. So there you have it. Dude. So what up, Deke? Tell me a story, man. I haven't seen you
for a while. I wore my Baltimore hat for you today.
Much respect.
I heard they're sucking.
What's that?
I heard they're sucking.
Well, it's not baseball season, so.
No, I'm talking about football.
Oh, the Ravens? Yeah, I'm not a Ravens fan at all.
He just fucking combines
the Ravens. Who sucks worse, the Ravens or the Eagles this year?
The fucking Ravens, of course.
Fuck you, asshole.
I'm not a Ravens fan, sorry, buddy.
Are the Eagles that bad this year?
They're pretty bad.
Well, T.O.'s
Novak's girlfriend's roommate goes out with the football
player. Yeah, she's banging one of them. It's only going to be a matter of time until she starts banging one of the Ravens players.
What's up with that? Yo, does he ever, like, make you go out on a... on a double date, like...
I'm just waiting for the phone call.
Yo, bring your roommate out, because my other football player friends need to go out of drinks, and I don't want you being their
third
wheel.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to happen. Oh, why is it awesome, dude?
Are you going to be bummed out if the guy hits on her?
I'm sure she will. She's a hot-ass broad.
You know what, though? You know what's funny, though? Like, they're probably dead last in football this year, but they still think they're hot shit roaming around in Baltimore streets.
Shit, I think I was hot shit if I signed a multi-million-dollar contract.
Oh, yeah,
even if I had to suck a dick to get it.
Sit on the bench and lose for $12 million? Shit, I could do that job either. Yeah.
They beat Pittsburgh in overtime.
Would you suck the football player's dick for a grand?
Come on, do it. Get some sideline tickets.
Right now, yeah.
Cash in tens right now.
Make him come or what?
Yeah, the whole thing.
A grand, I don't know about a grand, because I get a tag with you, and you'll cover the tab, you know what I mean? But $10,000, yeah.
All right,
I'm sucking some fucking dicks, and make him come. A grand, I can spare change a grand.
And you get season tickets, which you won't care about, but you can sell them. You can sell them.
Kevin Federline's dick.
Yeah, for what?
For a grand and the publicity.
Yeah, actually I would, because he's higher than fucking Brad Pitt right now, dude. That fucking dipshit's on every Star magazine you can think of.
the topic is Britney divorced Kevin now.
Any press is good press, that's the way I look at it. I'll suck a dick for press, man, I need all the help I can get.
I'm dying to hear that goddamn 30 seconds.
Oh, they have it?
We got it?
Oh, dude. What is it? Dude, let's do it.
Yo.
What is this? What should be saying? Keep my damn name out your mouth, but y'all people keep it freezing my change of mail. So go ahead and say what you wanna. I'm gonna sell back to Neil Bold and I'm gonna put. I know the issue was in my position, cause I keep getting in situations that you wish you wasn't. Cousin, I'm not your brother, not your uncle, I'm daddy, dude. Stepping in the game, y'all got a clue. My prediction is that y'all gonna hate on the style we create, straight 2008. But I know that you really can't wait, cause people are always asking me, when's the release date? Well, maybe, baby, you can wait and see until then. Who the fuck's asking for the release date on that thing?
That's the worst thing I've ever fucking heard.
That's like a dick. Really?
He's making
air.
It sound like he's from, like, the southern area. Like, that sounds like
you
southern.
You know what, though? You can't deny a good beat, though. And it wasn't that bad. The beat was okay. The thing is, dude, like...
He's got to work on his lyrics.
If Kelly Clarkson has a good beat, like a good riff or something, then how can you not like it? You know,
beats
like,
make rap songs.
Yeah.
Because they don't talk about shit when they're rapping.
Yeah, I heard him say brother, uncle, cousin, and I was like... Just
shit, Bert, you're on weed. You didn't hear anything. Let's get real.
We ran out of weed. What are you talking about?
Let's see. Dude. I don't Shippers, think we'll go you know how Shippers gets to this house still from Westchester? He goes past Lenape Park. Like, he takes that long-ass way.
Where's Lenape? Where we sail to?
Yeah, like Lenape Picnic Park.
Sail?
And then
why?
And then he drives...
And where is he coming from?
You're coming from the same place I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you just go out to the park?
He refuses to learn the quick way.
It's 40 minutes. I'm used to it.
You like that?
He's old-fashioned.
And then from Abe's house today, we went to the Dust Bowl. We had to make some cement, so we took the van from Abe's house to King of Prussia Mall. He went all the way to Duffer's 1, then past Hooters, then made a right on the 202, when he could have just went down to where the Starbucks is at the Dillardtown. It would have saved that. You went 10 minutes out of the way for fucking reason.
That's the shortcut the other way. I don't go that way.
Did you help with that thing?
I'm in, like, autopilot. Plus, I'm talking to you guys and blah, 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 you know.
But, King of Prussia Mall. King of Prussia Mall is north. We went south for 10 minutes to go your route.
I wish I could go as the crow flies around here, but there's too much traffic and there's stuff. There's geography in the way and other things, so.
Geography in the way. You are on real time, dude.
They're a topography.
Dude, I'm calling Abe and telling
you. I'm devoting this next song to Shitbird. Yeah. It's Peaches. It's called Fuck the Pain Away. On Radio Bam, Series 28.
I hate Peaches.
Fuck off.
You wanted me, calling me all the time, like, I'm just check out my Chrissy behind, it's fine all of the time. Love sex on the beaches. What else is in the teachers of peaches? Huh, what? On my titties like you wanted me, calling me all the time, that bonky, check out my Chrissy behind, it's fine all the time. What else is in the teachers of peaches? Like sex on the beaches, what, huh, right, what?
Phil Margera, Bam's dad.
Call Radio Bam now at 877 porn bag. That's 877 porn bag. Why are we doing porn bag?
It's easy to remember.
That's horrible.
That's our son.
That's horrible. I guess dial it to call in, but that's horrible.
Why don't you read the letter?
Oh, no.
On faction 28.
Dude, what was that pizza song before?
It was just a big song of cuss words.
Fuck shit.
Dude, it was just a song of cuss words.
I
could have wrote one of those songs.
I thought that was vulgar.
It was off,
dude. Hell on earth.
Dude, that song was
I loved it, though.
I see a bunch of 14-year-old girls going out.
What were you just saying about Lendon? Was it Lendon?
Yeah. Yeah.
What did he do?
Lendon was, his buddy was moving, so he was helping him move, and they were helping the dude's girlfriend move, so they went and rented one of these, you know, budget trucks or wherever they got it from, and, you know, you always get the insurance, because it's a very expensive rental, you know, you're going to have to pay for it, it's like $10 for the insurance, whatever. So the guy's girlfriend rented it, and I guess she was too cheap and didn't get the insurance, she cheaped out. So they came up to a bridge that was like, 11 feet like a 10-foot clearing, and the truck's like 11.6, so they crushed the whole top of it on it. That's so much money, dude.
Dude, Lennon has bad luck.
How much does he owe?
I don't know how much they owe, but my other, this is all this past weekend.
So he was just flying down the road, and it says clearance, like, you know, 8.6, and it's 10, and he didn't even think twice about it.
Oh,
the whole roof is like,
open it up like
I've done that before.
Can. Yeah, he, I actually asked the lady one time, I said, did anybody ever destroy a truck and not have insurance? She said this guy went through a tunnel so fast that it ripped the top of the truck off. He was stuck under the tunnel. He didn't get the insurance. They had to get another truck to push him through and then get a flatbed to tie ropes around it because it was like a box open with on the top.
Yeah.
He had made some ridiculous amount. That's like $200,000 for those trucks.
And
all they had to do to pull it out was let the air out of the tires. I've seen him do that before. My other buddy got stuck in the casino in his boss's van and crunched the top. And he had to let the air out of the tires and get a bunch of people to stand on the side and get it out.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, but that wasn't bad at all.
I have a car rental story. One time, Shit Goose and I flew to Budapest to go skating. I rented a car, and we drove all the way to Amsterdam, which is about 3,000 miles. We were late for the flight, so I said, Shit Goose, deliver this car, and I'll go get our flight tickets. He goes, okay. So he comes back. I'm like... Did you return the car? He's like, yeah. I'm like, well, how much was it? He's like, I don't know. I didn't get a paper. I'm like, but you returned it, right? He's like,
yeah.
I did. A month goes by. They call up my dad and they go, when is your son going to return the car? And they go, he goes, what do you mean? He's been home for 3 weeks now. And he goes, well, no, the car is up to about $12,000 right now.
What the fuck did you do with the car?
He just fucking parked it in the parking lot and left.
I parked it right in front of the lady. She's right
then
there.
Then they couldn't even buy the car.
How supposed to know? It's returned. We turned and gave her the keys, and she checked the license plate. And I was just like, here, we're out. We got to get the plate.
You didn't get any receipt.
I thought I got one.
I'm like, how much was it? I don't know. Well, did you return it?
Yeah.
And you didn't get a receipt. Well, how do I know how much money it is?
I think she gave it to someone else.
No, I used to work at Kmart. $12,000.
I got a receipt paid for it. I paid you back, though.
With what? Yeah, right.
What happened to Kmart?
He paid you back in friendship.
Yeah, I worked at Kmart, and this dude was just, like, yapping up at the front, not doing his job. And this guy rolled up with a huge TV on Kmart's hand truck. And just had a receipt in his hand for, like, Kleenex, you know, just a receipt. And just waved it and walked out the door. And, like, 10 minutes later, security ran up and was like, yo, Larry, did that guy have a receipt? And he was like, yeah. And he's like, did you check it? He's like, no. He's like, was it the receipt for the TV? And he goes, it was a receipt. Not only did the guy steal the TV and get away with it, but he stole Kmart's dolly to wheel it out of the store, too.
That's fucking great, man. Shit.
Nice.
That's a dope fiend's dream right there, boy.
Yo, remember when you used to work at the movie theater?
Oh, I've been there
all
the time.
Yeah, movie theater was awesome.
We pulled so many scares. Well, you pulled so many scares.
Oh, good.
I heard you put them bitches out of business.
No, they put themselves out of business.
You put them out of business.
Dude, they had a hole that stunk so bad that this lady tried to sue because she said she had respiratory problems. This is what it was. It was an old, huge, long theater. There's like 240 people could fit in the theater. And there's only two of them. Well, they knew the place was going down. It was old as shit. They'd send the wrong lenses, so it would look like an English movie, and people would be like, why is the movie all stretched out? We couldn't do anything, dude. And like, right? And all the funk would run down, and when it was first made, they had these outlets drilled into the floor, but they were long gone, so it was just like a 5-inch hole, you know? The funk, for decades, just poured in here. It smelled so bad, I sent Art Webb in to clean it out, dude. He would use, like, a half a roll of paper towels and dip his hand down and swab this thing. But before that happened, before it got to that problem, and we sealed it with cement, it started to smell, right? So at first, we put air fresheners on the back of the seats, the surrounding seats. It got to the point where we taped off 10 rows around this one hole.
Are you serious?
It stunk.
Dude, I used to go over to the movie theater like every day after school, and whenever it was like a matinee with like two people, Dico would just be, this fucking sucks. He would just walk up to the top and cut the fucking film with the scissors so it would just stop. Like, something happened with the film. Here's your money back.
He got some bags in his own hand.
Actually, one time, no, this is a true story. One time, my buddy was upstairs.
This is a true story.
And he goes in front.
I believe you cut the roll.
No, you don't cut the roll. You just hit the switch and turn it off. But one time, my buddy was like, oh, can I just like put my middle finger in front of the lens, you know? I knew it. You couldn't see it because it's, you're not going to see it. It's just going to be blurry. So I was like, go ahead. Now, the thing, the film is run like a Dr. Seuss machine. Like, it's just, instead of just going from the movie to the projector, it's like on the ground, up in the fucking air, all over. He goes in front. It's a full house. Like, I don't know what movie he's playing, Mission Impossible or something. He goes in front. It's like, starts giving the finger and then steps on the film as it's running. It snaps. And he was... and I was like, oh, who cares? Like, it's broken. You're going to have to wait. That's life. He was so scared. He just went back by the back, like, this closet area and was just, like, shaking because there's, like, 200 people.
That kind of reminds me of Tom Rock right now, dude. He's fucking on pins and needles. We got Will Pendarvis in the house, a.k.a. Tom's boss. So Tom is being the biggest bitch I've ever seen today. He seriously won't say a word. He's why the fuck are you so scared, Tom Rock? Leave him with a bitch. You can't even talk for yourself.
Is he being extra polite to you guys today?
Dude, he's sucking my dick and swallow, man. I'm a little old. I'm tired
you
of shit.
You just want to make it nervous. Has Ryan posted those on the internet
yet? It's probably already up, dude. He called and asked the fucking info before he got here. It's already on the internet.
Tom has to put up with a lot of shit when he comes down here. Yeah,
stop acting like little bitch, man. He's not going to fire you. You do a good job.
I'm not worried about getting fired.
Right there, I tell him he's been a scared little bitch.
I can't say anything right.
He's fucking stuttering and shit. Whatever Novak says.
Oh, Dico, I got to say one more movie to the story. Okay. Remember when we stole like 200 balls from Old Master?
Oh, yeah.
Golf balls. We would spend all day up on the roof of the movie theater just... it was our driving range. We was and we hit like stores windows out. We hit cars with it and stuff. So, like the cops like started catching on because they started getting so many reports of just golf balls flying all over the highway. That
no, it wasn't even that. It was it, no, it wasn't that. It was a different driving range. But once we were hitting golf balls off the roof, right?
Now, he's got his head like Tom Rock right now. You stuttering, motherfucker.
The reason they called me up one night and they were like, the cops called me up and they were like, yeah, are you the dude that works here? They were like, your side door was found open and we went inside to make sure there was no burglar and we found like 200 golf balls in your upstairs. Like, you want to tell us about that? I don't know nothing about it. So they kept busting balls until they got the truth, and then
they. But what happened? The roof was, and saw that we were driving the.
Yeah, we were driving golf balls off the roof and.
Of the driving range.
Yeah, no, of the movie.
I know. I'm trying to.
They made me drive to Old Masters with them there, and I had to deliver all these shitty balls. Like, sorry, I stole your balls.
People were cool at the place we went back to. People were fucking cool. They were like, oh yeah, I don't care. Thanks for giving them back. And the cops were all pissed, but my buddy had broken out of somebody's window. That was like way off in the distance, and those people came over, and the cops were there, and we were like, well, we gave the balls back, and the people were cool about it. And the cops were all mad, and then. The people that we broke their window, they were substitute teachers for somebody that worked there. And they were like, oh, it's no big deal. Just give us $10. They were so pissed. Yeah, so it all worked out pretty good. But it was fun. It was a fun time.
They're going to do it $10. Might as well do it, I guess, maybe.
Remember I ate out Emily at the movie theater? She had battery puss.
Is that where you get the 9-volt story from?
I think you actually coined that phrase as far as I know.
Battery puss.
Like, you know when you're licking the end of a 9-volt and you're like,
you just lick him for
pussy did that?
That's what it tastes like.
Pussy did that. It didn't actually shock his mouth weed, hey.
Oh, I was going to say, damn.
This dude's on weed when he wakes up and when he goes to bed.
Blow the 9-volt through there. Shipper, there wasn't a 9-volt up there.
This guy is the dude,
She must have put the dildo in the wrong way and the lid came off and then the nine volt came.
There wasn't dildos invented then. She was 16.
Shipper told me, like,
what?
We were talking about girls, like our girlfriend's fart.
She never used one.
Does your girlfriend fart in your presence?
Nah,
that's out of line, dude, right? Me and Shipper.
Yeah, Shipper.
He has smarty contests.
No wonder your marriage ended. You were ripping farts when you were fucking.
Oh, man, no wonder she left, man. It was like...
Dude, Shipper's like, dude, my ex-wife Like, she'd rip a fart, and you'd be like, that's not a real fart. This is how you do it. Hey, bitch, if we ever fucking start farting, if that ever comes to our relationship, you better fucking leave me, man.
I don't ever
want you to fart in front of me. Or
you were actually, like, in mid-fuck, like,
Yeah, dude.
Shitbird's fart flies fuck.
There's
dude.
No sense in crying over a spilt fart.
Yeah, but it's gross, dude. She's
you
gonna
just don't
do
it, man.
My husband's fucking minging, dude.
Nah,
it's puts now the room's gonna smell like sweat, sex, and fart.
Oh, yeah.
That's the
oh, fuck you. Give
me that pussy, bitch.
Dude, like, I don't care. Dude, if I was humping Cindy Crawford and she did that, I would be like, ew, dude. Ew, never fucking you again.
Some bitch's gonna pass with that, though.
What about pussy farts, though?
Yeah, see?
Even that's awkward.
Well, pussy farts.
I mean,
it's your fault.
It just has to go.
It's a 50-50 thing.
It's not the dude's fault.
It means that you were humping wrong or something.
Get out of here, dude. No, that's just the way the pussy works, man.
It's like some people
just
like
air shoved in, right?
Some people like to do it on the spin cycle, and we don't have a dryer or a washing machine, so yeah, you got to throw a fart in there to get the rumble.
It's 50% your fault.
No, I'm not buying that. Hey, Pete, you're all intelligent. Is it the bitch's fart or the guy's fault?
Oh, yeah, super ripping farts while
you know when you're fucking abroad and she makes that queef shit with her pussy or whatever, that noise? Is it the guy's fault because he's fucking her wrong?
No,
or
it's her
the girl's
fault.
It's her.
It's a 50-50 deal.
No, it's the shape of the vagina.
Chipper, I want to know. Tell me, like, try to think back and tell me what happened. Like, did you mean to do it, or did it just...
Oh, I just slipped out the first time, and then I figured she didn't say anything, so she must be into it.
What did she say? Why would she be into it?
No, bitch is into
it. Yo, you should meet this dude. I just banged.
What did she say?
Fart
I want to know what
she said. I have the best fart
she was speechless, so I was like, see, that's what turns all the women on, then. That's the secret G-spot for
speechless
the women.
Is like priceless.
Yo, tell us that story where you're fucking that one bra and there was toilet paper in her pussy.
Dude, do that.
Yeah.
What? That's from the what do you call it? You know they have that double ply paper? It's all
three
quilted.
Ply.
That shit rips all off, and there's like toilet paper dingleberries everywhere.
Yeah, you're fucking a broad that had on her pussy once.
Now, whose fault is that?
Yeah.
It's your fault, because you shouldn't be banging out broads in Singleton, Maryland.
Where are you finding redneck bitches at?
You don't know that shit until you turn on the black light, and it's all glowing in the dark.
No.
You're like, what the hell is this? Paper mache?
No, it's your fault. You're going to dive bars in Singleton, Maryland.
Yeah,
it happens.
Hey, you know, sometimes the toilet paper's not the right
consistency. She probably drove a Harley, didn't she?
Yeah.
She probably did.
She peeled out. When she left in the morning.
I've never had sex with any female that rode a Harley.
And rubber
there's
puss.
Nothing wrong with that. I have no problem with it. Just haven't been that lucky yet.
Haven't been that
it was
lucky
an
yet.
Easy glider bike. Was that the girl that you and your buddy banged out, that girl in Elkton, Maryland?
When was it? Oh, where?
In Maryland. He just told you where. What the fuck?
Oh, there's many stories. I'm trying to
well,
figure
let's
out.
Let's hear one.
Come on. Chop.
Tell me about your wildest sex romp.
Yes, Shippers. I want to hear this.
Yeah, wildest sex
come on,
romp.
Shit.
Romp.
Romp.
Like a four-wheeler.
It just sounds like a romp, like fucking punches. Like, come on.
I knew this girl that came over, and my buddy, a big guy, right? I won't say his name. Let's just say his name's Doug, right? Don't want
is that his real name?
Nah. So anyway, Doug picks this girl up. She was sitting in the recliner. He picks her up and turns her upside down and just starts ripping at her jeans, and he pulled her jeans off with his pants. I was like, holy
you mean with
shit.
His teeth?
Yeah, that's what
I would love to see him pull her hair off with his pants.
With his teeth. Anyway, he pulled them off
with his pants.
And then we ended up like she was a ping pong ball in between us and blah, 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 back and forth.
I love the sound effects from shit's mouth.
You were both eating her out?
Smashing her in the middle.
I don't get
that. What part did you do?
I stood in the back.
Were you eating her ass?
Went around the front.
You were eating her ass, right?
No, there's no ass.
Have you ever ate ass before?
Yeah, I ate ass.
He said it like it was a main course at a fucking restaurant. Yeah, I've ate ass before.
That's like, you got to be at least 10 beers deep to eat ass. Don't you think? I mean, would you just feel like,
yeah, you're right,
like
though.
Be bone sober?
I could be bone sober.
Not me. Not to eat ass.
Why?
I don't know. Babe, I've ate your ass a couple times. I've been loaded every time.
Microphone
right,
for babe.
Give my little minging dirtbag the microphone, please. Yo, minger.
What?
I've ate your ass a few times, right?
Yes.
And I've been fucking annihilated when I did it.
Yes.
Couldn't do it sober.
Why not?
I don't know, man.
Just Jeffrey Novak's minging ass.
Yeah.
Dude, she's tongue fucked my asshole before.
Yeah, man. Was there any toilet paper on there?
Man, you tongue fucked? Yeah. Do tongue fuck?
See? I'm not going to discuss it with you.
It sounds weird when you ask another dude, yo, you tongue fuck?
It's like, yeah, why do you ask?
Why are you curious if I tongue fuck?
What are you doing after the show?
got the time to kill. You wanna, you know, you tongue fuck, I tongue fuck.
That's a good pickup line. Hey, babe, you tongue fuck asses?
I tried it before. I guess your tongue is sore, man.
All right. Yo, I'm gonna take. I'm gonna play a song, and then we're gonna take some phone calls because we have a shitload here. So let's play the Murder City Devils.
All
this
right.
is called "I Switched from Rum to Whiskey."
Man of my dreams.
This is Radio Van Series 28
G Unit Records.
Yeah, that was sweet. Who was that?
That was,
Murder Summers?
Murder City Devils.
Yeah, I like that.
What a name.
Yeah,
that awesome. Name. You know those dudes don't go to church.
I never
find them at Sunday Mass.
Yeah, I like it.
I've actually been waking up, like, not today because I've been fucking, I was hungover, but the last couple of days I've been waking up so early, I really thought about going to church yesterday morning.
What? Dude, I've never been to one ever besides Jess's wedding.
I was going to go last yesterday morning. Fun.
Dude, that was so funny.
Yeah. The fuck I go to people's weddings
for free drinks. Being in the confessional, dude, wasn't that shit funny? I've never been to a church, so I was like in the confessional booth, and there's like all of like Kelly's relatives there and shit, and I'm just like,
yo, God, it's me, Novak. I know I'm in your very house, but if I could please walk out of this very church and just find a little bag of bullshit. I'll do anything. And maybe like a half-ass bottle of wine or something. I mean, that'd be cool too, but like...
Oh, really appreciate that, buddy. Thank you.
Are you a dad yet?
No, what were we laughing at so bad? We were in the wedding. You were making me laugh so fucking bad.
Did something.
Oh, what was it?
We were standing there. And
were we standing up? Oh.
Yeah.
See Harry before you buy.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Dude, if you drive down 202 towards Delaware,
there's a sign. It's like a lumber joint, like some half-assed lumber joint, and it just has this picture of this guy. It looks exactly like Jeff.
It's like a 20-foot sign.
Yes, yeah, it's a 20-foot sign.
You gotta get a picture of it.
And it just says, see Harry before you buy, but it looks like Jeff so bad. So yeah. Right when, like, it was time to put on the ring and, like, all that shit. Like, I'm the one who had to do it because I was the best man. So I just whisper in Jess's ear. Everybody thinks I'm saying this, like, crazy, like, important thing. I'm just like, Jess, see Harry before you buy.
You really said it to him?
Yeah.
That's all Jess like over at him.
And Camello saw that and he was just crying.
What did Jess do? Was he all nervous? Did he laugh?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Because he knows.
I thought you were fucking whacked out of your mind. Funny.
Oh God!
Let's take a phone call.
God, we're wasted.
Only if it's
get a
brawls.
Picture of that sea hare.
Just
hello.
Let me know where it's at.
Hello.
Hello, Bam. Your turkey was good.
Yeah, we got any calls? I'd fire Tom. Will fucking up the phone calls, dude.
Let's get Will, man.
You're right. So we got a phone call.
You're right. Tom,
Rob.
Hello.
Yeah, at least it's a girl's voice. What up, babe?
Hey, what's up?
I was going to say bitch, but I'm like, that's rude.
Oh, like, you're not rude.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, nothing. I just had a question for you guys. Seeing as Thanksgiving was on Thursday, do you guys have any crazier, interesting, or dysfunctional stories from Thanksgiving?
I had Thanksgiving with Fireball Ministry at Jess's house, the rock band. It just looked like a motorcycle gang in Turkey.
Yeah, that was pretty fun.
They're awesome.
What did you do?
On Wednesday, I went to Depeche Mode, and then...
Oh, that was fun.
Oh, you did? Oh, I went to the hymn show, yeah. How was Depeche Mode?
They were so awesome. Dave Gahn's still rocking, and he's like 40, so...
Wait, was that in California?
Yeah, it was in Anaheim. It was Staples Center on the 22nd and the 21st, I think, and then I went on the Wednesday.
Do you know who was at that show? Frodo from Lord of the Rings.
No.
Elijah Wood. I swear to God, because he texts, he's best friends with Jim from Fireball.
Oh, yeah.
And he text messaged Jim saying, happy birthday, Villa. Because his birthday's on the 22nd. Villa's a singer for him. And he was like, I'm at the Depeche Mode concert right now.
Did you see Frodo there, babe?
And Tom Bombadil.
No, I was like the youngest one there, so no.
Would you have banged Frodo out if you saw him?
No.
Elijah Wood's pretty hot, isn't he?
I'd bang him out, baby. He's a fucking celebrity.
Novak, would you suck a dick for a grand in the publicity?
Yeah, dude.
Novak really has those feet. Press is worth it.
Fuck the grand.
No man can bag out a hobbit.
I just want to be in like a Star magazine or something. One
Allie, would you suck Frodo's dick?
Allie sounds like she's 12 years old, dude. Yeah. You're going to jail, man.
As Frodo.
Are 12-year-olds allowed to listen to
I hope not.
12, I'm 17.
That's good enough.
That'll work.
I'd fuck if you were 14.
Your Honor, we were this close.
We almost had him.
Yo, I want to know what you did, Deco. What did you do for us?
Yo, thanks for calling, babe.
Thanks, bye, love ya.
See ya, bye. What did you do for, did I say Halloween?
I don't know.
Every year I go to Lord Bataro. You might know him as Mustard Man or the guy with the purple ass. And
you must have had a feast.
No, yeah, we have a feast, but it's the best because since I'm a WAP, I need to fill my cravings with pasta on Thanksgiving. It's the only place you can get it. His mom makes it homemade. It's awesome. First, Lord Bataro could do no right in his father's eyes. So every Thanksgiving, they rip him apart. There's always three things that happen. They rip him apart, they kiss my ass, and the dog always tries to bite me. This vicious, like, chocolate lab. It's just like...
Hey. I have a lab.
You know when dogs get left in the car too long and they're just crazy after that, you know? Like, their brain's been melted, and that's how the dog is. First off, they made fun of me for putting all my food on the same plate, which I don't know what else you would do.
Yeah,
you know,
makes sense to me.
Potatoes and turkey.
What, do you just slop shit all
his mom and dad were like, look at Brandon. He's going to put it all on one plate. I was like,
what the fuck else do you do?
Yeah, I was like, I ate one at a time.
They ate turkey and then they went up the counter? That's stupid.
I don't get that shit.
You get a full plate. Then Dave, his dad has all these wine bottles sitting out, but he doesn't drink it too much, so... The wine is like vinegar now. It's red wine. It's been sitting there for probably
that
a year.
Fucking shit,
so Dave's a chef. He's like, you can't drink this piss, Dad. It's vinegar. His dad's like, no, don't open a new bottle. At first they asked me if I want wine. I don't really want it, but I'm being nice. I'm like, yeah, I'll have a glass. So this starts this big argument about what wine bottle opens. So it goes back and forth. Finally, when Dave gets a new bottle, he can't find the opener. So then I was like, look, just
open the Pepsi that's right here. They got a 2-liter Pepsi. Well, they're Pepsi. I don't know what they did to it, but the lid is melted to the screw thing on the top, you know, like the grooves. So Dave can't unscrew it. His mom can't unscrew it. I can't unscrew it. So his dad's making fun of Dave the whole time. And then when Dave finally pours it, he spills it all over the table.
No wonder his dad makes fun of him.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you got to be there to see it. But he'll ask a question like, oh, Dad, so, like, how are things? All you eat is cheese. He won't answer his question.
Dude, remember when you took him to Gino Steaks in Philly and he hammered down three cheese
fries? I ate three.
Steaks.
My man ate Oh, he was pissed. I took him to this cheese
Then he started munching on your cheese fries.
After three?
Well, I knew he ate three because he had three wrappers, those papers. I was like, wait a second. I got mine. There's two more, and you're sitting down with another. I was like, is that your third? How can you put that many away? About one time, what
dude,
he
imagine his minging ass shit.
Oh, he loves it. He don't care. He's like, there's nothing. I can't more.
Dude, he was getting cheesesteak. No,
dude.
Imagine that shit right after eating three cheesesteaks.
I went to a smorgasbord with him in Lancaster. He comes running out. First, he goes,
imagine. What do they call him, Miller?
Yeah. He goes, yes, it was. He goes, imagine how much mud is splattered and sprayed in the bathroom. Imagine how much crap people take in.
That's a smorgasbord,
dude. Smorgasbord.
They just paid $11, dude. They're getting their money's worth.
Oh, yeah.
So he comes, those fat fucks on Route 30, dude, you know they put that shit down, that smorgasbord, and they feel like they got to get their money's worth.
The cruelest thing to humanity I've seen in the bathroom there. Dave comes running out of the bathroom crying, grabs me. I'm contemplating stealing this painting on the wall, these comic priests. He grabs me and is like, go in the bathroom. He's crying, right? It takes a lot for him to be done. So he's like, go in the bathroom, and you're going to start laughing. I'm like, all right. I walk in the bathroom. There is the fucking cruelest thing ever. A poor, mentally retarded guy as the bathroom attendant in Miller. So you know what it's like to smell that. At least make the guy just stand up front and greet people.
Yeah.
They stuck him in there and made him hand you like a soap while you fucking blew the place apart.
I went to
so mean, dude.
I went to the Hoonin.
I never ate there again.
I went to the Hoonin smorgasbord with Phil, the Chinese smorgasbord. I went Hoonin.
Where is? Oh yeah.
Hunan.
Yeah.
Whatever. I went there with Phil, Don Vito, Boof, and Mom.
Oh shit.
Who all went over like 300, dude. Those Chinese people were scared shitless. They're like, oh no. You've been here 4 hours. You go now.
You go.
You get out of here.
Yeah, I remember one time.
Dude, they just ate that fucking place under the sink.
What'd you eat the next time, you know that?
That Chinese. And you know how you can eat so much, and then you wait 10 minutes, and you're hungry again?
And you're hungry again. Especially with Chinese food,
Dude, they just hammered it down.
Chinese food sucks, dude. I
fucked a Chinese chick one time, and I wanted to fuck about an hour later.
And it was like $7 all you could eat, dude. Those
man. What did he just say? I missed the whole thing.
I said I fucked a Chinese chick one time, and I just wanted to fuck an hour later, so I'm like, I don't
know. Where at?
Up in New York. I was just like, it was so unfulfilling. It was like, now you just want to fuck an hour later.
Dude, Asian bitches are freaks, man.
Yeah, they're strange.
Did you eat out of Mingan ass?
Nah.
Wait, what were you saying about?
I didn't have a black light.
I was saying that if all you can eat smorgasbord is $7.
Yeah.
And the four of them paid $7. Dude, they probably ate $100 worth of food.
How many was there? Four of them?
Dude, they're probably so bummed. Like, the whole Chinese people, they all had to, like, rethink their whole smorgasbord plan. They're like, we're not making money doing this shit. If the Margaris keep finding out. Dude, the Margaris keep finding out about the smorgasbord, man.
They probably just kept dumping white rice out for them. Like, eat more of this. It swell up in your big stomach. Yeah, eat more of this.
Is Vito still alive?
I don't know, man. I haven't talked to him in a while, but...
Yeah, I remember one time...
Remember that joke book that I was telling you guys earlier?
Yeah,
I just bumped into
the gay section. That says gay. It's nice.
Devoted to G.
How do you know if you're eating at a gay picnic? All the hot dogs taste like shit.
I've heard that one.
Did you hear about the two gay guys who had an argument in the bar? They went outside to exchange blows.
Wait, change the word gay to rake and see if it works.
Yeah, do it.
I don't think it's this one's going to work.
Just try.
Did you hear about the rake who was using the patch?
No.
He's down to 4 butts a day.
That did work.
That worked.
Did you hear about the gay truckers? They exchanged loads.
I just think about a dick.
Did you hear about the gay bank robber?
He tied up the safe and blew the guard. What are the rules of gay poker? Queens are wilds and straights don't count. Did you hear about the new gay sitcom? Leave it. It's Beaver.
It's Beaver.
Oh, man. The gay section fun.
Dude, I heard most guys in pornos are gay.
Fun.
I heard that, too.
What?
I heard that most guys in pornos are gay.
I heard girls.
You always see these ugly fucks banging these dime pieces out, and I'm like, how does it take them, like, an hour to come? You know, they don't fuck hot girls like this normally. I heard they're gay, and that's what takes them so long.
I hate this. And they bleach their assholes, too.
I understand, like, being bi, but how can somebody only just like dick? How can they think that a hot girl isn't hot?
I don't know. Gee, care to answer that for us?
What?
Yeah, I had a buddy.
I just bleached her asshole. That's all.
Dude,
I
had a, remember Matt Martin from Baltimore?
Yeah.
He's such a clean freak. He didn't want his asshole like to be brown or anything. You know, I guess that's a brown tint. He put bleach on his ass to try to, I swear to God, on his asshole.
It's
like,
that's what porn people do. Is
he like, the guy that used to have ski racks on his car and he didn't have any skis?
He's only white kid. Dude, this kid's all about street cred. He's like a thugged out white boy.
They do bleach their assholes, right? So they have to be more pink.
I don't know.
How do dogs just take crap and not have it all over their ass when they come and lay down?
That's a good point.
Yeah. Clean pitch. You only get one of them every once in a while.
I guess cats the same too. Bird every day.
Yeah.
Clean pinch.
A drunk was staggering around the car park of a bar, feeling the roofs of various cars. What are you doing? Asked the fellow customer. I'm looking for my car, said the drunk, swaying unsteadily on his feet, and I can't find it. Well, how does feeling the roof help you? Because, said the drunk, barely able to stand, my car has two blue lights and a siren on the roof. He gets arrested every day.
That's funny.
Drunks.
Selling shit.
A young man was staggering about drunk with the key in his hand. What's going on? Inquired the passing cop. They stole my car, said the man. Where did you last see it? On the end of this key. The cop looked him over and said, are you aware, sir, that your penis is hanging out of your trousers? Holy shit, he said the man. They got my girlfriend, too.
That's a good one.
Yo, did you check any emails out?
No, any jokes, shitbird?
Well, just don't want to share.
That's the topic I'm on now.
What? Black weed.
Oh, really? Got one?
What's the difference between a black man and Batman?
What?
Batman could go out at night without Robin.
I'm scared to laugh on this topic, dude. I'm not getting shot up on that shit.
They have like, you know, Spanish and Polish and all that shit.
I'll bring Lendon over.
Jewish.
You tell a story about Lendon getting beat up in Baltimore.
I wasn't there. I don't know it.
But then you hear the story about the...
One more. A drunk staggered down to the hotel reception and demanded a change of room. But you have the best room in town, said the receptionist. I want another room, insisted the drunk. Very well, sir, said the receptionist. But may I ask why you don't like your room? Well, said the drunk, for one thing, it's on fire. let's play a song. I'm going to look for more jokes here.
Are there whites?
I'll look.
Yeah.
Let's play The Faint. The Faint is from Nebraska, and they're friends with Steve Bear, a professional skateboarder who married Juliet Lewis. And they're good. This song is called Your Retro Career Melded. They're kind of like 80s, but it's
like my haircut, retro. Like,
yeah, retro type
shit. I like the retro
look. Let's
goddamn hear it.
Stop smitten.
Wait, what did you do for fucking Thanksgiving?
I think you said you were at a strip club.
Oh,
right?
You know what I did? I ate cheese and crackers at a strip club. Let's hear it. Radio Bam Series 28 Pack.
Is that the truth?
Fucking well, that's true. We'll be right back.
It's Radio Bam.
Turn it up.
This is Brandon.
You know, do that voice you do. I don't fucking do that.
Woo woo, this is Radio Bam, Sirius 28 Faction. Wow.
What's the difference between a Jew and a canoe? One tip. Did you hear about the Jewish kamikaze pilot? He crashed his plane into his uncle's scrap metal yard.
Yeah. Okay, so what about Shipper? You got a trip?
Yeah, I started thinking of one. I got one. All right, this guy's laying in a hospital bed, laying on the sheets there, and there's all these hot nurses, and he shit himself. So he didn't want the hot nurses to see it, so he balled it all up and threw it out the window. And it lands on top of this drunk guy, and a cop walks up to the drunk guy and says, "What the hell are you doing?" He's like, "I don't know, officer, but I just got done kicking the shit out of this ghost."
The Miyagi one.
Yeah, go ahead, say it.
Oh, yeah. Tom.
Tom, you know.
Yeah, don't be scared. Your boss, yeah. Your boss said you could talk.
There's a mic right there.
Mike.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a good one.
Cool things to say to a naked Novak. I've smoked fatter joints than that.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. Always got my back.
Listen to Tom's.
No, you heard Mr. Miyagi Dad, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. He was survived by a wife, three daughters, and a Daniel son.
Yeah, they're already coming out.
I need to go. You know where I need to go? I need to go to the priest section.
Oh,
that's probably good.
That was good.
Oh, here we go.
Oh.
Three Boy Scouts, a lawyer, and a priest. And a pilot were on a plane that was about to crash. The pilot said, "Look, we only have three parachutes. Let's give them to the three Boy Scouts. They're young and they have their whole lives ahead of them." The lawyer snarled, "Fuck the Boy Scouts." And the priest said, "Do we have time?"
Do we have time?
So bad.
Oh, man.
More priests.
It's like joke night.
It's because I found this book.
Where'd you find it?
Shit, all the other ones are so long, though.
Yeah, there's some funny emails here.
They might suck.
Read one out. They're long as shit.
Would you say white men?
Crackers.
Cracker? No, what would it be under white men?
Somebody tell me a joke.
Well, I'll tell you what. I know what you laughed at the wedding when I made you laugh. Bam was like, what are those, like, little boys up there? They're older boys, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, I leaned over. I was like, they're priest dinner.
He started fucking dying.
They're hors d'oeuvres.
You got me with See Harry Before You Buy.
What do you say to a black man in a three-piece suit?
What?
Will the defendant please rise?
Boo.
Everybody starts staring to laugh at black.
No, I've heard that a million times.
I'm oblivious to it.
We're ripping
it
up everything else, but we're just like, oh, man, don't be talking about black people.
I know.
I pull my mic out to laugh.
I think Fitz is listening.
Women. Well, they don't have white men.
Correct.
They're a woman.
Crackers.
P, what'd you do today?
Shit. No. Barely woke up. This dude don't have
what'd you do?
Shit.
How do you have the energy?
This dude doesn't have the energy to wake up every day. What the fuck did you do? What'd you do today? I've been sick all day.
Well, so what'd you do?
I laid in bed. I was sick.
What'd you eat today?
What'd you eat today? What do I eat? Kevin, what do I eat? A what? Cheese omelet. How many?
One.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, one egg cheese omelet.
If I was a judge, you'd go to prison for
one. One equals seven eggs.
What about Calvi and Tasia? Do they take your temperature?
Yeah, check this email. It's funny. Thought it was funny you play the Saints. My dad managed them for a little while, but got fired for sucking ass. He's a drug-fucked ass, but not in a cool way. Not that I've seen him for a long time. On Novak's tattoos, what the fuck? No matter how fucked up drunk I get, I couldn't knowingly get such a faggoty-ass tattoo. I had always thought that Steve-O was the fucking douchebag of the whole Jackass crew, but goddamn, Novak takes the cake. At least Steve-O did something once Jackass broke up and fucking with Adam.
You go to school, man?
Novak writes a book. It will probably contain less words than peas and ham after living in the biggest fucked up. It's too long, man. It's funny, but you gotta, like, fucking have
time.
You
don't know how to read.
We need, like, a 2-hour show for that.
Seriously.
All right, I'll break the silence. What do you call
Saints
it?
I was shooting reading books up my arm, man. What the fuck do you want, chickies?
What do you call a shitty quarterback?
What?
Your mother.
A nickelback.
That was so stupid.
I made that up, I swear to God.
I believe it. Novak does have the smallest fucking dick of all time. You really have to see it, that shit, to believe it. It kind of looks like someone pasted a replica.
Pasted.
Pasted. Pasted a replica. I quit in 10th grade, faggot.
Cheers.
Take that, bitch. Sack.
And Ryan G., don't get me started on that ass hat. The only reason people go to his shitty ass site is to see pics of Bam, not to see his gay ass fucking gay ass rice rocket pic. What does that mean?
That fucking car things. Car.
Rice rocket.
Dude, which is pretty fucking gay, dude. Who the fuck cares about
witted opinions. Raekyon likes to get rammed in the ass by his biology textbook. Dunn is getting fame to his Yangus ass.
Yangus?
Brazane.
That's a burger, isn't it?
I don't know. Remember where he came from. Rab looks like Matt Damon with some Down syndrome. Vito is a fucking weak.
A wreck.
But that's what makes... This guy is typing like an asshole. But that's what makes him so lovable. Phil should get a number one dad mug for raising two fucking monsters.
Cheers to that.
This true Bam sidekick. I'm drunk and someone punched Novak in the fucking face. Awesome. Do it, shit goose.
No, it's dead.
Come on, this live radio. Punch it.
The bad bitch.
Oh. He's got a sling on, too. Come on, clap it.
Yeah,
I'll help him up by a sling.
Get the fuck off me, weed head. I'll get high if you touch me, dude.
All right, well then.
God damn.
Nobody writes any bad emails about me? I guess I'm just a gold.
Oh, hey, look. Last week you were talking about how many times Mike Jones says his name on a CD. Well, he says his name 96 times on a CD, Michelle.
Who the fuck's got time to count that shit?
I was
going to
do it. Thanks, Michelle, because I was wondering that. I was wondering that.
Give me a copy of that. It was probably that you were wondering that.
Actually, it was 69 times and she got it upside down.
There's some good-ass emails on here. We should have read
them. I know. I tried to tell you that 10 times.
What the fuck, bitch? I was reading X-rated jokes.
Yeah, I heard there's a new Undergirl CD coming out. What's up with that, Deke?
I don't know. You know the down on the Undergirl CD.
Undergirl CD, Deco Sisters Band. Everyone, check it out.
I can't believe they played at Rex's and we missed it.
Oh,
they
man. Did? Yeah.
Tell me that already?
Yeah, two weeks ago.
I was fucking
they
bummed.
They played 2 weeks ago?
Yes.
Yeah, you didn't know your sister's
your
schedule.
Your sister played 2 weeks ago.
They're going
Undergirl, ladies and gentlemen. We need to get that CD.
They're go playing. Buy it, promote them, you know, help them out. They're going to be big time one day. Deco approves, right, Deke?
We're playing the Spectrum.
The holidays are being nice.
Yeah, what happens if we don't want to get off air? We want to keep talking. Fuck them. How about that?
I want to play a song.
Oh, his fucking voice hurts my ear, dude. That accent sucks. Sorry, Ellis. I know you're the awesome faggot. But damn, that fucking accent
I'm playing my ear. A Finnish band called Nightwish, and it's a bitch singer Novak would probably bang out.
I don't. I can't. I got a girlfriend now.
I'd bang out my mother for the fucking right price, dude.
Dude, you're
bang anybody out.
Would you? How much would you bang out Shipbird for right now?
I would.
With a suitcase full of cash, how much would the cash have to be?
Do I have to come?
Yes.
Oh, goddamn. I want fucking
10 grand.
Triple.
Seven grand and ten.
You know I would, dude. Ain't even close to ten. I say ten.
5 grand and ten.
Nah, not to come.
All sitting right here.
I'd give him three pumps.
Stacked up like this.
I'll give him three pumps.
You have to look him in the eye, too.
I would never come back.
I'd put my dick in his ass right now and give him two pumps for a grand.
Grass would be growing around this house.
Two pumps for a grand right now.
All right, this is Nightwish Nemo over and out. Radio. All right. He was 28 Facts.
Roger that.
Radio Band for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.